Good morning, Aurel. Today is Thursday, 14th of November, and right now it's partly cloudy and 22 degrees Celsius. And the weather forecast for today says overcast with the temperatures ranging from low 24 to high of 29 degrees Celsius. It will be windy with northerly winds at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Later on, the day still goes with overcast and again with winds from the north at 25 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 75 and it will drop on 60% by noon. Moon is waxing Gibbous, illuminated on 88%, and on Sunday is full moon in Taurus. The earth sign of Taurus symbolizes values, material security, possessions, beauty, tranquility and self-worth. As you might notice, on crossing points in the center of the city are children with sheets. Following is a short interview with Mahavir and children Mira and Chandana, and they're all from Dipanam School, which responded to Lavenir call for volunteers for survey on mobility. Good morning, Mahavir.
Good morning.
We noticed children and you around yesterday in the city on a certain, so to speak, crucial points of the inner city. So what's going on?
We are actually doing a collaboration for the sustainable mobility in Auroville. So we are looking for the traffic at crucial points in Auroville and the transport that they use. So we involve the kids from the class. So when I presented the project to them, they were quite interested and they just learned statistics. And so they were quite enthusiastic about it. They had also interacted quite well with the team of people coming from Lavenir. Mm-hmm. And it was quite nice that they were quite involved and they're quite doing it nicely, bang on job, right from the day one.
That's good. This is which group is that? It's only one class.
Yeah. This is only one class, and the age group is from 11 to 14.
So can understand certain things already.
Yeah.
But as far as I remember, there was an announcement for looking for the volunteers from Lavenir like a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah, they had put up the paper on the solar kitchen, so we saw it and we sent a mail to the people there, and they were quite willing and very excited about that kids are involved, and because they are the future of the Auroville.
True.
So they were the future of the Auroville, the city here, and they see what can be done for the transport of the Auroville in the future to make, because we are building a bigger city. So that is very crucial that we have a sustainable transport in the Auroville.
Definitely, we need something more sustainable. Are the children going to be involved also in the proceedings of data? You know, because you mentioned that you're doing statistics.
Yeah, so what we do is that after the counting is over, after 7 days, we all get together and prepare an Excel sheet and presentation that is on computers, and we present it to the team there. So it's quite total comprehensive from counting until the end analysis. We analyze the data.
And the children, how they feel about it?
Oh, they are quite up for it. It's quite early in the morning, quite cold, but they are all up for it. They come 45 minutes early in the morning, and they are on the spot.
Mm. And it's also be included in that weekend days, Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, initially it was a little bit of hitch that there were Saturdays and Sundays where they would like to
sleep a little bit,
but. But they are really excited, so we would count on them to come on Saturday, Sundays as well.
How many children participating?
We have 10 kids participating here.
And 2 grown-ups, yeah?
Yes. Teachers are also involved. Mm-hmm. Both the teachers, Bhakti and Mahavir, myself, mm-hmm. both are involved here with the kids. So at every spot, one adult is always there with them.
Mm-hmm. And one thing we forgot, this group of giraffes is from Dipanam, yeah?
Dipanam, yes. Yeah.
And you and Bhakti are their teachers.
Teachers, yes, correct.
Thank you, Bhakti.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mira.
Good morning.
How you feel about this counting and observing?
I thought it was fun, but it's fun.
You thought it's going to be fun and it's fun?
Yeah. And it's kind of hard work.
Why?
And like so many people are passing and... There are like 10 people all going together and suddenly they all separate. So we have to, you know, like quickly write the directions. It's kind of hard. Mm.
So how are you doing? You're just counting certain direction on certain things, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I see on the same spot, it's 2 of you, yeah? She's counting them down, you counting them. coming from here and that way, yeah?
Yeah.
And you got separate columns, yeah, I see. What is for
walking,
bikes,
and if it's like some kind of bus, it's okay for car.
Mm-hmm. So you got four wheelers, bikes, cars, and cycles. I mean, and walking, pedestrians. Enjoy, Mira. Thank you. Good morning, Chandana.
Good morning.
You cold?
Yeah.
It's kind of early, eh?
Yeah, it's cold for some reason. First morning I'm ever cold.
Yeah. But you have problem to get up? Actually, probably an hour before normal time?
No, actually. It's much easier to get up early for me. I mean, like, I feel more fresh than when I sleep in and then I have to hurry to get to school. So, yeah, it's nicer getting up early and having time, so...
What do you think about this survey?
I like it.
You like it?
It's fun.
But
we
you
can
know,
miss school. No. It's okay. No, it's just also really nice to just be here taking bikes. It doesn't sound like much, but it takes quite a work, actually.
Yeah, because you are here all in the mornings and in lunchtime, yeah? So there's the most traffic. Which point you were yesterday?
Yesterday I was at Solar Kitchen Gate.
Mm.
I had to take the people coming from Certitude that go to Deepenam, Solar Kitchen, or Arca.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have to be quite focused, yeah?
Yeah.
Because the traffic is a little bit big, yeah?
Yeah, it can get really full. Yesterday it was much more full. I mean, like 10, 15 people go like at a time and all in different directions. I'm like, oh no, you know.
You will see, because it's still early, eh? It's not even 8:30 yet. Thank you, John, and enjoy.
No problem, bye.
On Saturday, 16th of November at 4 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to attend the second general meeting on a proposed new selection process for the Working Committee and the Arvel Council with participatory working group proposal. This meeting will be followed with a series of open information meetings on a proposed new selection process for the Working Committee and the Arvel Council with a participatory working group proposal from 5 to 7 p.m. each day from Monday to Thursday 18th to Thursday 21st of November, and again at Unity Pavilion, and translators will be available on the spot. Tomorrow afternoon from 2 p.m. onward at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, First Café Arville will be going on, which is an opportunity for youth and volunteers to express their views and experiences about their stay in Arville. The event takes place in the frame of campaign led by Savi, Unlock Arville to the Youth of the World. On Saturday 16th at 7 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we can listen to the Twilight Beats from Pondicherry, presenting Raga Pushpanjali, which are Tamil devotional songs on the mother and Sri Aurobindo, with vocal Sam Terris, on keyboard Sharan, and on tabla Shivaraman. The same day, Saturday at 6 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture in the International Zone, we can witness A Piece for You, Arville, a project initiated by Thomas Lehman, with Kati, Krishna, Sandira, and Tapas, who are performing their gift to Anu, Elvira, Kazan, Karin, Laura, and Sonia. The event is supported by German Pavilion. And following the report of Land Matter Task Force on its meetings with the Governing Board and the International Advisory Council and the Foundation, LMTF members were invited for a meeting with the Governing Board, the International Advisory Council and the Arvel Foundation on Friday morning, 8th of November. The Working Committee was also present. The LMTF presented the land exchange proposal to the Governing Board and gave several clarifications. Apart from the presentation of its work, the LMTF also conveyed the results of the Resident Assembly vote to the GB, which was perceived as undecided. The chairman, Dr. Karan Singh, reiterated that the progress made by Arvelians in the exchange was insufficient. In particular, he criticized that if Arvelians perceive the land as a private property, the support Arvel receives from the government might be stopped. The chairman also expressed his strong dissatisfaction with the low participation of Arvel residents in the Resident Assembly vote regarding land matters. And following the invitation from Adil, who invites to a preview of his paintings at Centre de Art in Gallery at Citadine from Wednesday 13 until Wednesday 20th from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. and on Sundays closed. Every week can also join him for the refreshments on Saturday between 4 to 6 p.m. And those pieces are worked which are going to Bombay for solo show in December. On Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. at Solitude Farm, there will be a farm tour exploring their work in permaculture and natural farming. This will be followed by a short practical permaculture workshop where they will cover making raised beds, nursery work, intercropping, soil ecology, mulching, rotations and more. The workshop will be also followed by lunch at Solitude Cafe. And since they would be asking for a small contribution for the workshop and lunch, you should call Krishna on 98433192 60. And the bus to Pondi on Darshan days would be on 17th of November, 24th and 5th of December. And the bus will start from Matri Mandir at 9 a.m. following the usual route and coming back to Auroville at noon. And the trips are restricted to those who are going for the Darshan. Trovadors also announcing already the event, which would be on 29th of November at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion in International Zone, which would be on poems related to social justice, and at the same time they would join the World Poetry Movement. Amayama from Spain is organizing 2-day workshop at Saucho in Bharat Nivas, which is on 18 and 19 of November. There we can meet Joem, Malo and Seba through music, dance, body percussion, acrobatics and yoga. The Amayama team, who they come from Spain, share with the participants a sense of well-being physically and mentally. And the only purpose to get body awareness performing basic exercise in a fun and easy way. Amayam has a wide experience of giving workshops in several countries such as Mexico, Brazil, India, Costa Rica and Spain. And later on 23rd of November, they will also perform in Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas, Pavilion of Indian Culture. And at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas in International Zone, we can see tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. at 5 in the afternoon, directed by Samira Makhmalbaf, and it was made in Iran in 2003. At Ecofilm Club at Sadhana Forest, also tomorrow at 7 p.m., they will screen Animals Are Beautiful People, which was made in 1974 and directed by Jamie Oos. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall within Spirituality Series, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Eckhart Tolle La Transformation de la Conscious Conference at Hamburg on 13th of April 2002, which is in English with simultaneous French translation. On Saturday at 7:30 p.m. they will screen an international drama romance, Great Gatsby, which was made in Australia and USA in 2003 and by writer and director Bruce Lerman. On Sunday, children will see at 4:30 p.m. animation adventure A Monster in Paris, made in France in 2011 by director Bibok Bergeron. And later on at 7:30 p.m. at Cine Club, they will screen drama history Cyrano de Bergerac, which was made in France in 1990 by director Jean-Paul Rappeneau. On 17th of November 1973, the mother has passed away. She used to say, "Be simple, be happy, do your work as well as you can. Keep yourself always open towards me. That is all that is asked from you." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on auroville.org.